And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
You're in a lead line bunker.
Yes, and the reason why we're doing that, Phil, I'm here along with Cindy Sheehan and a number of other people who are part of the anti-war movement, is because you have had, I guess you think you're funny.
Oh, come on, calling in an airstrike on you and your singing Where Have All the Flowers Gone?
Phil, I have been a professional singer. That's number one.
You might have been a professional singer. It's just a corny song. And I understand that you're a part of the anti-war thing. I dig that. I'm not. You get every right in the world, but why can't I call? Don't I have the constitutional right to call in an airstrike?
Don't I have the constitutional right to call in an airstrike? No, you don't. And
all right.
But the point that I'm making to you is, Cindy Sheehan is going to be here for a long time. You and all of your friends won't stop that. And because we are now in a bunker, you calling in your little airstrikes won't work either. So why don't you shove that into your pipe and light it with a big flaming bit and smoke it?
God.
Okay. You want to sing your song?
I want to have the freedom, yes, to sing for all of the people who are opposed to this horrific, deadly, murderous war. The song is called Where Have All the Flowers Gone? 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3. Heel kick, heel kick. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Where have all the flowers gone? Hold on, it's a door. Yes?
Telegram from Margaret Gray.
Oh, really? Oh, look, Phil. It's from Brad Pitt. Here, let me just open it up.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. Thanks, bud, for getting that out.
Yeah, it's a singing telegram company down the street.
I don't need to have all the details. 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Tonight on our show, we will have Steve Bozell, a construction contractor from Corona, California, who has a concern. Many people will cite the Bible as having passages that proscribe or otherwise make a sin homosexual activity. But does that include women? Is it just a man lying with a man? Mr. Bozell will talk with us because he said, quote, a plague of lesbianism, end quote, visited their church late last year. We're also going to be talking tonight on our program with Mr. Rudy Canoza, who owns Je T'aime Lingerie on Ventura Boulevard. It is summer, and there are a lot of tourists coming in and out of his lingerie shop. He is suspicious of many of the Japanese tourists because he says they could be bringing their cameras in to steal his designs. And we also have Herb Sewell. Mr. Sewell will be on to talk with us. He is the convicted child molester who has been our news commentator on many stories. All right, so let's get past that. I can't believe that I actually did that, bud.
Well, the guy's really good, and he worked cheap.
I know he worked cheap, but to hire a man like that. 1-800-449-8686 here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. So preseason football is on, and we're just watching a little bit of the Jets and Vikings game. You know, I had season tickets for the Rams when they were in the Los Angeles area. And so I wasn't one of these people that said, I don't want to have to pay for preseason tickets because it's a ripoff. I went. I realized it was useless to complain, so I would go to every game. Preseason, I didn't care. Pouring rain, I didn't care. And people would say, what are you going to a preseason game for? Oh, God. You go down there, it's lonely. Oh, is it? Is there anything lonelier than going to a football game in the summer? And I said, yeah, going to a Dodger game in the summer. Oh, yeah! But I like to go down to the ball games because I like to see the rookies battling for a job. But it is a point. There isn't anything quite as sad as attending a preseason game in the summertime when the baseball field is still in. You know how the guys are backing up to drop back for a pass and he's standing on dirt? You go, wait, oh, yeah, that's right. And some of these teams are so cheap they can't afford to put the turf in after the baseball season ends. So, like, all through the winter. I remember watching games during the wintertime. Guy drops back. It's December. He's still dropping back on dirt. How about putting some grass in now? Is it going to? And those fields. Do you realize that today we were at Lambeau Field? And I got a whole rundown on Lambeau Field. The guy says to me, yeah, this is all laid in. This is brand new. Okay. It's grass, right? This is grass. But underneath this grass, we have an entire system of coils We've got draining. We've got things that would ride your wig off. And I'm, oh, God, that's amazing. Oh, yeah, when we redid Lambeau Field, we took out all the stuff. Lombardi, he put in some heating things, but he didn't know what he was doing. The WAP, he didn't say that he didn't know what he was doing, but he did call him a WAP. And he said, Coach Lombardi put in the thing, but we didn't have any draining. So he says, now at Lambeau, we have coils everywhere that heat the field. Then we have drainage that goes off to this area. Then all of that goes down here, and the whole thing is a beautiful thing. And not back in the day when you basically just planted grass, and then by the third quarter, you're playing in a mud puddle. And I said, what's wrong with that? I like watching it on TV. There's a whole generation of kids growing up, they don't know what it looks like to see a player with a uniform that's black, and you don't know which side he's on. I was just flat bitching.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go what?
Back in the day when I was a kid.
I'm telling stories that I think kids want to know, man.
I don't want to watch a football game and a guy is dirty.
Oh, really? You don't want to watch a football game and a guy dirty?
I don't want to be able to see what he's doing.
You can tell what team the guy's on. You can look at his helmet. Ever thought about that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, uh-huh. No, I didn't. You can tell what team the guy's on by his helmet.
What if they're both blue helmets?
Well, they got different insignias, don't they? Both blue helmets. It was cool. I remember watching a ball game. I'll never forget.
There's enough blacks in the world already.
And what is that crack supposed to mean?
There's enough black people without making them black in the mud. Ow!
Racist little bastard. I watched the game one time. It was at the Broncos and the Chargers, and this guy catches a pass. I think it was on the Broncos. Catches a pass, lands on his gut in the middle of a mud puddle, and slides 30 yards on his gut into the end zone. It was the most beautiful thing you ever saw. Just, you ever do that as a kid? You know, you slide in the mud? This guy's on his belly, just, you should have seen the defender running after some guy sliding on his belly. The guy like half dove himself just to catch up with him. All right, we'll be back. We have Steve Bozell tonight. Herb Sewell will be with us. Rudy Canoza is going to be joining us this evening as well. Margaret Gray has been letterbombed. Oh, and Bobby Dooley on how to keep your kids from smoking, but how to let the kids smoke and look cool. How do you do that? It'll be coming up tonight on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
You should, we'll have a flashback by request coming up from Matt in Washington, D.C. in a second. But you should read the book, When Pride Mattered. It's the biography of Vince Lombardi. It's a great book. And they tell the story of that day, the Ice Bowl day, as everybody came out of their house. You know, Willie Wood was checking the temperature and Jethro Pugh. Time now for a flashback by request. Phil, could you please replay Bobby Dooley and Cat Sex? I feel the need to cry blood again. Thanks, Matt in D.C. Well, here you go, Matt.
Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association talking about the cat problem in their neighborhood and the cats having sex in the yard. And the question that we're asking right now is whether this sex between the cats is consensual or not, you know, pleasurable. But a lot of people maintaining there's no such thing in the cat world.
If you're a mother, Phil, and you care about your children, I think you have to take everything into consideration.
Well, anyway, her husband's been shooting these animals, and it's gotten a lot of people upset because some of these cats are pets.
And these cats also, Phil, I think, set a bit poor example for my daughter. The behavior is very slut-like. It's just something that I don't want her to see at this stage of her life.
Hollywood on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I just want to make a comment quickly. Like everyone else has been saying, cats do not have consensual sex. Cats, the female cat excretes a scent when they're in heat, and the male is attracted to that. It's that simple. It's all part of animal behavior. It's instinctual for them.
If you're saying that animals, cats, do not have consensual sex, then there must be some equivalent of rape.
It's instinctual for them. You like the other. The
what
other
do you mean?
You're attaching a human behavior to an animal.
Well, but the date rape that we were talking about.
Date rape is something that happens between human beings.
Yeah, date rape is not the term. If you're saying rape, cats can't rape each other.
But rape implies that it was non-consensual sex.
Do you know about what everyone is? Can I have you listen to something, please?
I've heard it. I've heard the tape already. I've been listening to the you know. To the...
Doesn't that
is I no, okay. okay, if you want to question how it sounds to a child, that is one issue, and I can understand.
Well,
let me finish. I can understand why you'd be concerned, you know, about your child hearing that. But that is the sound that a cat makes.
I watched the male push the female down. All of his weight on her back.
Term. And that.
Wait, now you're saying they're doing it missionary?
Well, she was on her back with her legs spread, yes.
Cats don't have sex that way. I mean.
Well, how do you know?
Well, I can't imagine how a cat can have sex.
Right. I can't.
You know,
it's
Mr.
That
Henry,
simple, but
Mr. Henry, all I know is that her legs were wrapped around him.
Well,
I did see two cats, and we cannot have that. And we can't, well, I don't know why the gentleman's laughing. Just listen.
Well, ma'am, cats do not have oral sex. Ma'am,
that's what I'm talking about.
Cats do not think this on the same level as humans.
Why would the female be sitting on...
Oh, okay. We're done. Sorry. That was pre-FCC paranoia. I don't even know what's going to get you fired anymore. Honest to God. I mean, that's where we're living. That's the world we live in right now. I don't know what you guys do for a living. Many of you have a job where perhaps it's you know, whose job is secure? But the fact is, you know what the rules are, right? In our business, man, it changes every day, every day. And I understand, like, I work in entertainment, but can they have kind of maybe... And the FCC won't write it down. They will not put it into writing. The minute they put it into writing, they're going to get sued. And the minute they get sued, of course, then it goes to the Supreme Court and all that. Anyway, that's cat sex, which we had to pretty much dump out of. Sorry. 1-800-449-8686. However, if you want to get the actual unedited bit, you can go to our website. You can order it online. Just have your credit card ready. It's our Best of the Year 1998 CD called A Chilling Day for Talk Radio. It's the one that has me on the cover with a helmet and a cigarette hanging out of my face like I'm all that, like I'm bad and nationwide. Well, guess what? I am. Okay. I had a guy email me today. He goes, hey, I bet you think you're so bad and so tough and everything. I said, no, I don't. But now that I've read your email, I know there's at least one guy's ass I can kick. Okay, now. Actually, the last fight I was in was at Anaheim Stadium, speaking of football. And it wasn't much of a fight, but it was the last actual physical fight I was ever in. It was, how old am I? I'm 53 now. It was 21 years ago. I was 32. And I'm down there for a New York Giant game. And I'm with my friend Dan, and we were with a couple of girls. I think I was with my girlfriend at the time. I forget. But anyway, so we're down there. And I had 20-yard line set, but Danny and me and the Swede, we had these seats, and we shared them. So we're down there. Now, they're playing the New York Giants. Now, the Giant fan is a unique breed. The Giant fan is a very obnoxious human being. They spit. I mean, these cats were down in the first row, standing up and then spitting like 10 rows back at people during this game, which the Rams, by the way, won something in the neighborhood of 34-10. It all came down in the fourth quarter as a couple of Giant fans were coming down the aisle, and they had a big banner that said something about how the Lambs, meaning the Rams, suck something. But I think it started with the letter C and ended with the letter S. And okay, so somebody two rows in front of me saw this banner, and he took, at that time at Anaheim Stadium, they sold what was called the Monster Beer, and it's 1983. It was a $4 beer in 1983, which would translate into about a $10 beer right now. Took a full, giant 16-ounce beer that he probably just bought and probably was really looking forward to drinking. But when he saw that banner, he had no choice. He took it, and I mean, he hit this dude 2 feet away, full flush in the face. And boom, it's on, right? So what does Henry do? I dive right in the middle of this thing. And I don't remember anybody, I didn't get clocked, and I don't think I landed a punch. But I remember sort of in the pile, some guy grabs me, turns me around, and he's about ready to just, and the guy was about, you know, a foot taller than me, and it was about ready to just, I mean, come right around, and he's got this L.A. Ram jersey on. And at that time, the Anaheim cops came down and started grabbing people, and that's when the Swede came down and grabbed me and pulled me away from it, never got, you know, I probably should have got arrested with the rest of them, or at least thrown out of the stadium, but I didn't. And because of that event, I stopped drinking for a week, and then I went back to it. All right. I stopped drinking for that full week, but then the next home game, I started right up again. And that's another thing. If you're dealing with alcoholism, just don't drink at the road games. Ha, 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 ha.
Was your girlfriend turned on by it?
Excuse me?
Was your girlfriend getting all, you know, hot and everything by it?
Was my girlfriend getting hot because I got into a fight?
Yeah.
Well, actually, no. My girlfriend...
What about the black one?
What do you mean, what about the black one?
Well, which one? The white one or the black one?
What?
Girlfriend. Hey, wait a minute. Don't hit me. Not in the face, Phil. Not in the... Wow!
Which one?
Actually, the guy that got turned on was the Swede. He started buying me shots after the game, and I'm like, well, you know, it beats nothing. When you sleep tonight, boy, you better sleep with your back to the wall. Know what I mean? I'm liable to make a mistake.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Speaking of our website, if you go there, we got a souvenir shop. Check it out, baby. Also, some brand new stuff has come in for our archives. You heard that classic from Miami last night. A lot of stuff getting loaded into our archive section now. If you didn't hear the classic from Miami last night, it's about a 10-year-old bit. We just get a lot of people, and Dan Jackson, again, thank you, Dan, because he has found stuff. I don't know where you're finding this stuff, man. He emailed me a link to a couple of pages where they carry some of our stuff, and it's real old, and some of it's pretty good. So we're gradually, almost like we're archaeologists or something, we're collecting these little artifacts from the past, and we're able to get more and more stuff into the archive section of our website. So it more and more, the $6.95 backstage pass is just like worth its weight in gold. The podcast is also something you can avail yourself of. Got to tell you that because of the RIAA, music is stripped out of the podcasts. Anything that is downloadable, according to the law, may not be, or at least according to civil law, it may not be, it may not contain music that is not licensed or paid for, basically. Since we choose not to pay the royalty on some of this money, on some of these songs, we do not have the music. Now, just as a side note, I was talking to a friend of mine who's a musician and has been a recording artist, and they've had albums released, and I was talking to them last week, and a lot of these artists, when, as I told you guys, a lot of these artists, when they were kids, they signed contracts that were basically usurious. But what it means is they wound up not getting any money toward the end of their deals, and now that they've stopped recording, when an album sells, they have to chase their royalties down. The record company is not going to go find them. And the record company's first consideration is to make sure the slobs that are sitting up at the top get paid. So you need to keep this in mind. And I think I'm not telling you to bootleg music. But I wouldn't necessarily buy the argument that's being pitched, which is, you know, when you don't buy music, you're ripping off the artist. Yeah, maybe in a lot of cases. And in a lot of cases, the only cat that's getting ripped off is some executive, and the artists themselves will never see the money because the record company's stealing it from them. And so today, this friend of mine has to hire a lawyer and chase royalties down. That was a pretty good band. I don't want to tell you who they are because it would give away who this person is, but their initials were... Never mind. Okay, 1-800, I'm sorry.
Well, who are they?
I'm not telling you. 1-800-449-8686, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, let's go to Sam. Sam, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go, Sam, are you there?
Hi, I'm calling in to ask you about Peter Jennings.
Okay. Maybe your TV's on too loud. Maybe that's why we didn't hear you.
Yes, sir. Hold. Turn it down, will you? And low prices. I'm calling in about Peter Jennings and why he has not been on. I'm a little bit nervous, but why has he not been on?
Are you talking about Peter Jennings not being on?
Yes, I haven't seen him on, and I've tried to find on the news. I've enjoyed his commentary for a great many years.
He died.
Yeah. Would you like a newspaper? I understand that you are in the middle of your program, and that's you know, I'm very happy for you, and it's wonderful for you. But could you please now tell me the truth? Why isn't he on?
He's dead, sir. Peter Jennings died.
Boy, you want to keep going, don't you? All right, I'll play. Really? What did he die of?
He died of a heart attack, sir, or he died of cancer. Excuse me.
Okay. All right, well, I can't get a straight answer. Thank you very much.
Whoa, sir, it's true. The guy did die.
Mr. Hendry, I know you do a comedy program and that you are well known for pulling people's legs and yanking on their, chain, but I am demanding now that you tell me the truth. I want to know, is Peter Jennings alive or dead?
What? Can you turn the TV down?
turn it down. How's that?
It's still too loud.
More. All right. Is Peter Jennings alive?
Huh?
Is Bob Zane?
America is still. I can't hear you, man.
I'm asking you the question, Mr. Hendry, and I want to know. Is
Peter Jennings died? He died.
Have the time to enjoy it. Call
Communications
Corporation 1-800-207-7677.
He's dead, man. He is dead. Peter Jennings died. He's not on TV because he died.
Is the American dream. Be your own boss.
You're really scraping the bottom of the barrel for material tonight, aren't you?
I said I'm not joking. The cat is dead. He had cancer, man. You knew he had cancer, right?
Really scraping the bottom of the barrel because you just got no material.
Okay, pal, I told you the truth. Now I'm hanging up.
Gutless.
First of all, the guy's deaf, so I don't think he even heard what the hell. Who was that guy, bud?
He's the guy that called in. I told him to turn his radio up. I mean, down, but he turned his TV up.
I told you to tell these people, turn down the TV.
Okay, Porky.
I want that turned down. I tell you to turn it down, turn it down.
All right, Porky.
What's with the Porky crack?
Beep, 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 beep. Rat.
You know as well as I do, man, that I was talking about Peter Jennings. For me to get hotlined, to have the boss call me and say to me that I'm endangering the licenses of 110 radio stations because I said the name Peter. Last hour, it was Jethro Pugh, which somebody, I don't know who, I can take a wild guess, called him up and said, hey, he just said Jethro spewed. Not to mention when I said the perfectly normal name known by every football fan, Paul Horning, you turn it into Paul Hung.
Well, that's what I thought I heard.
That's what you thought you heard. Q-tips are good, getting your ears cleaned with alcohol, a hearing aid. Or maybe I ought to just kick your ass around the block for drill. What do you think about that, bud? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right, we now have on the line with us the head of Mr. Ted Williams. And I apologize for that brief delay. I can call you Ted, right? And you are you're just the head now?
Well, I'm Ted Williams. I'm Ted Williams, and I don't understand the nature of your question. My name is Ted Williams.
You're the baseball player?
Yes.
But did you not technically die?
I suppose you could say that, but I was cryogenically frozen, and
Is all that's left of you a head?
Yes, that is true.
All right, that's all I'm trying to find out. Can you give us information on whether Peter Jennings is alive or not?
We do. At this, I can confirm he is alive. He was dead. He's alive. Because his head's in a jar right next to mine here. And I'd.
Can you talk to him?
Yeah, Peter? He's sleeping. I can certainly tell you that.
He's sleeping.
Well, his eyes are closed. Maybe he's dead. I don't know.
Okay. Can I ask you something? How were you able to call our show?
Oh, here you go again with the gags. Okay. Well, thanks very much, Phil. It's been nice.
No, really. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do gags. But how is it that you were able to call the show?
Last time I called you, you started on this. I just wanted to give you information. Peter Jennings is alive. His head's here. I'm going now.
No, come on. How can you call?
A guy propped the phone up on a book next to my head and dialed it for me.
So the phone that you're talking into right now is propped up by a book?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, you getting your jollies?
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
Look.
Tell you what. I'm sorry, Mr. Williams. Let me just jump ahead to another topic.
Aren't we? We're really spinning those cuties out, aren't we?
No. I wanted to. I simply wanted to look ahead to. Just, you know, having some fun here. Peter Jennings, can you take a look at Mr. Jennings and tell me if he has to use the head?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was going to use that one. Do you need to use the head, Mr. Head?
My name isn't Head. You know, I'm Ted Williams, and even though there's only a head left, I could kick your retarded ass, that's for sure. Now,
look at Mr. Williams. Just have a little sense of humor here, okay? It isn't every day that we get to talk to a famous guy like you, a guy that's gotten a head the way you have, and...
There, is that good enough? Was that laugh good? How about this one? Is that all right? I mean, I don't know. It's any laugh that you like.
Hey, we'll stop playing head games with you if you give us a straight answer.
Good one, bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, you too, Kyle. You know, giggle while you can, because one day, both of your asses will be on a shelf, too.
Our asses or our heads?
Our asses or our heads?
That's a good one.
Our asses or our heads? I mean your heads.
Not if I can help it, man. I'm going to be looking back at you, looking back at that. You know what? I tell you what, if it ever does happen, though, we can have a race. I'll give you a head start.
I'll give you a head start. Okay, I've written all of them down. What do you want me to do with them? Send them to Leno?
Yeah, go ahead.
I hate both of you. I really do. And I wish I was dead. Because if I was dead, then I know I'd meet you someday in hell. Now, both of you guys can go straight to the fifth ring. This is Ted Williams talking into a book that's into a phone that's propped up on a book. And I'm sorry that I called to tell you that, you know, Jesus.
Look, how's about if you and I decide who hangs up first? I tell you what, I'll flip a coin. You take heads.
Go to hell.
What's the matter? Can't hang up the phone?
Having a difficult time, yeah.
Bob, can you hang it up for me?
His head needs to fall from
them. Huh? What's the matter, Mr. Williams? Can't hang it up?
Shut up.
Hang it up, somebody.
Oh, hang up.
We got a break? Oh, we don't. Didn't mean to rub it in. Didn't mean to, you know, make a bad situation worse. But that is the head of Ted Williams assuring us that Peter Jennings' head is on a shelf next to his. Yeah, right. Anyway, doesn't matter to me, man. I hope that Mr. Jennings is resting peacefully. I hope that he is...
resting under a headstone.
Yeah, resting under a headstone. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We are going to be doing another webcast toward the end of the month, so it's all a better reason to get yourself a backstage pass. The webcast, an ability for you to take a look at how we do our show. You can actually see the show as it's being performed on our multi-camera approach. Just get a backstage pass at www.philhenryshow.com. If you want to email a show, you can do so at phs@philhenryshow.com. See, did we get any email? Here's a thing here. A band that is called Kids Against Combs. And I guess there's another band called 1034. Oh, 1034 Records. And the band is called Kids Against Combs. They came out with a record called Sean Hannity. The name of the record is basically Sean Hannity's home phone number. And on the album, they had the, I don't know what it is, his street address? Wow. So they have decided to put out an album of music that, even if it's unlistenable, at least you can access it to, what, get private information about Sean Hannity, go to his house and kill him? Look, if you can't sell your music, man, at least you can do a service. There you go. Well, our music sucks, but how about this? We have the names of our songs are all the private home numbers of every chick in FHM this month. I got a song called Paris Hilton, 555-3182. I got another song. It's called Britney Spears, 555-6853. Another one called Mary-Kate Olsen. And then I got another one that's called Jennifer Lopez, if you like that sort of thing. 555-ASS. Here's another one called... That would be much better, man, than giving out Sean Hannity's home number. What do I care, man? Seriously. You guys really getting riled up about that? What are you, the new Rage Against the Machine? Is that it? Oh, I see. You cats are all political, right? While you sit there at the hooter of the record company. Give me a break. I know, I get it. 1034 is some private little vanity label that one of your buddies started in the garage of his parents' house. You guys are anti-corrupt capitalism. You guys don't want to make any money. You guys, you just want to continue along in your bohemian thing. Is that it? But you got to sell yourself, so why not get the family of a talk show host killed? I think that's capitalism.
Why don't you try that?
I think I will. I think I'm going to come out with a single. It's called, whatever the name of this band is, Kids Against the Combs, 1-800-ASSHOLE. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.